With yet another exciting episode of Rick's Horror Movie Review Show, Rick's Rated PG-13 Movie Review Show, where we review all things that are related to horror. Horror movies, horror TV shows, horror documentaries, horror primetime specials from the 1990s featuring Barbara Walters. And I'm Hugh Down. Hell, we even reviewed the top 10 gimmicks in all of horror wrestling. We went down to Mexico and reviewed the Isla de las Muñecas because around here we absolutely love that shit. But if I am honest with you, there is a particular type of horror that I personally tend to gravitate towards. Because it's got a greater gravitational pull as a consequence of its mass, of course, than any other types of horror. And that's horror that has to deal with, well, the Catholic Church, everybody knows this, and some demonic possession. But it's not the only type of horror that I really enjoy. I also like horror that deals with zombies, but not the zombies that run. Those are too fast and scary. No, I like just the slow ones, the ones that want to eat your brain, but you know they're going to give you a chance to get away. I also like vampires. In fact, I love knowing what vampires do in the shadows. And last but not least, I also love a good story about a ghost that's haunting your home. Why? It's got no particular reason. And this is just about the time in the show when I like to use the F word. But because this is a PG-13 episode, we're going to refrain from saying that. If you are a returning listener, welcome back, all seven of you. Thank you for listening. If you are a new listener, welcome to our show. We love having you here. You picked a good one. Tonight is a special episode. Before I go on, and before my producers start barking in my ears, allow me to tell you about my socials. You can find Rick's at Rick's Horror on the Instagram and the TikToks, and of course, the YouTubes, but not the Facebooks because, well, that's for the olds. Tonight, Billy the AI has the night off, so we have a special guest tonight. Now, this person is a specialist on building things out of cardboard. Among many things, she's a specialist cardboard builder. She is a gifted violinist, a talented artist. Her pronouns are she, hers, and hers. She still can't believe that the last guy in office had the nuclear launch codes. She can tell you exactly what would happen to you if you fell inside a black hole. Teenage expert on absolutely everything and anything in the history of anything. Mariah, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
That's it? Just hello?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Nice having you here.
It's great to be here.
It sounds like it. Ah, we almost had some technical difficulties, but no. Allow us to begin. Look, it's still... I know what I'm doing here. What a dune. I was clicking on a recording. It wasn't moving. We almost had to start the whole thing over, but we're live! We're doing it live! Okay. Mariah, this is your first time on this show, so allow me to introduce to you our format. Tonight we're going to talk about why this movie. Then we're going to get into four fun film facts with Mariah the OI, because Billy the AI has the night off. Then we're going to tell you what kind of horror film this is. I'll also tell you whether or not this film is scary. Mariah is going to tell you, actually, whether or not the jump scare is overused. You have something to say over there?
No.
Oh, I saw you doing like one thing. Like, raise your hand, like. You're going to have to like hold it up for 10 minutes before I acknowledge you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Is the jump scare overused? Then Mariah, the expert in anything, is going to tell us whether or not she liked this movie. She's not going to tell us general things that she likes. That would be extremely boring and unnecessary for this show. Then you're going to tell us about the things you didn't like about this movie, but not things in general. Nobody cares about the things that you don't like. Then a segment courtesy of a listener down in Brazil, obrigado, you're going to tell us whether or not you fell asleep watching this movie. After that, you're going to tell us whether or not this film was entertaining or not entertaining, and then you'll give this movie an endorsement and a rating. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Let us begin with why. Why this movie? Well, if you're familiar with the show, I review absolutely everything and anything that is related to Catholic Church horror. So Immaculate Falls, by the way, I haven't mentioned this. This is a spoiler full episode of Rick's Horror Review Show. Rick's rated PG-13 horror review show? Ugh, awful. And we're going to... Oh, my producer's barking in my ears. Is somebody looking for you? Do you have permission to be here?
Yes.
Okay. Is your microphone on?
Yes.
Awful. Okay, it's a Catholic Church horror movie, and I'm not missing out on this film. And again, Immaculate, and this is spoiler full territory. All right? That's why we're watching this, or why we're reviewing this. Ugh. Mariah, let's jump into four fun film facts with Mariah, the OI. Mariah, you want to start with the four fun film facts, please?
Why this movie? Because it's a Catholic Church horror.
Yeah, goddamn right. We already
said
that. I'm
not missing out on this film.
Four fun film facts with Mariah the OI.
Sydney Sweeney's journey. Sydney Sweeney, who stars in the film, originally auditioned for Immaculate a decade ago when she was just 16.
Did she?
The project didn't materialize then, but years later she took on the role of a producer, acquired and revised the script, hired a director, found financiers, and ultimately sold the film to Neon.
Who's Neon? I'm assuming that's the company that produced the film?
Mm-hmm. Fact number two.
Okay.
The enigmatic convent, the Italian convent where the most of the films unfold, has a rich history. Legend has it that the convent was founded by a mysterious order of nuns who possessed
clairvoyant
abilities. Their visions allegedly guided them to hidden relics and ancient texts, some of which are said to be stored in the convent's crypt.
Mm-hmm.
These relics play a crucial role in the movie's plot, connecting mm-hmm. the past to the present.
Oh, go on.
The director's Easter eggs. Director Michael Mohan sprinkled several Easter eggs throughout the film. Keep an eye out for the subtle crosses hidden in everyday objects, numerology patterns, and recurring motifs. These details reward attentive viewers with deeper insights into the story.
Mm, go on.
The cryptic frescoes. The convent's chapel features ancient frescoes that depict miraculous events. However, upon closer inspections, viewers might be noticed subtle alterations, a hidden figure, a twisted halo, or a submerged serpent. These 184 details foreshadow the unfolding mysteries and add layers of symbolism.
Wow. I wasn't aware. Particularly the most interesting one to me is the fact that Sydney Sweeney was attached to this for 10 years and she herself became a producer and then sold this movie to Neon. That's pretty cool. I had no idea. Thank you. This is the part where you say, this has been four fun film facts with Mariah the OI.
This has been four fun film facts with Mariah the OI.
And now back to me. Okay, phenomenal. Let us go on. Lord. Technical difficulties on the set tonight. Okay. What kind of horror film is this? I would say it's a Catholic Church horror film. Any disagreements?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to turn on your microphone. Okay. Anything else? Supernatural? We said this was spoiler full. Is it supernatural horror? I think we're led to believe that it's supernatural horror at the beginning of the movie. Okay. Is this film scary, Mariah?
I would like to say yes.
Yes! That's it. Yes. Yeah, that sounds scary.
This movie is scary to me.
It scared you?
Yes.
It scared the bejesus out of you?
Yes.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10 scaries, with 10 being the scariest and 1 being the lowest, or not scary, what would you rate this film?
I'd like to rate this film a 4 out of 10 scaries.
4 out of 10 scaries, but it scared the bejesus out of you? I wonder what a 10 would do. Okay. I have seen far too many scary film in my day for me to be scared about really anything that they turn out in these days. So I'm going to give this movie a 1 out of 10 on the scary scales. I don't think it was scary at all. I tend to average 2 out of 10 scaries. This one just didn't feel that scary. Okay. Mariah, is the jump scare overused in this movie?
I feel there was not as many jump scares as there are in other movies. They used the right amount of jump scares in this one particularly.
What is the right amount of jump scares, Mariah?
4 to 5.
What is the right amount of jump scares for you?
4 to 5.
4 to 5! Wow, that's a very specific number. What if it was 6? That's too many jump scares?
Depends how they use the 6th one.
What if it was only 3 jump scares? Was that not enough jump scares?
It would be enough, just not scary.
Would you go on the interwebs and start typing away about this movie not having a jump scares, enough jump scares if it was only 3?
No.
Okay, so not overused. The things you liked, Mariah, sponsored as usual by no one. What did you like about this movie?
I liked how the storyline is based in Italy. It gives the horror movies a change of scenery, considering most horror movies are based in Mexico or any other country when it comes to Catholicism.
We talked about this before. Most horror movies you've seen that deal with the Catholic Church probably take place in Mexico or Hispanic countries, but that is not all. The horror movies in general that deal with the Catholic Church. There's plenty of them. In fact, I'm not going to argue with Elijah. Whatever. No. Mariah, tell me about anything else that you liked about this film.
I liked how they try to portray the protagonist as if they were trying to recreate Jesus by having women create babies while being virgins.
And was the
creating
story,
the babies as miracles.
Like we said, spoiler full at the beginning of this already, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's your fault for watching.
No. Anything else that you liked about this movie?
I like how the ending ended up being a happy ending. Sort of.
You like the ending?
Yes.
What did you like about the ending?
That she was able to escape everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that she was able to become free.
Mm-hmm.
And she got out of the crypt.
She did. She exited the crypt and she was free. And was the ending satisfying for you?
Not as much.
Not as much? Why?
I feel as if there should be a part 2.
There should be a part 2, you're saying? What would you like to see in a second part of a movie called Immaculate?
How she lives her life after going through all of that. If she ends up being possessed or if anything happens to her in the future.
Possessed by the born? It wasn't unborn, but a born demon child, maybe?
Yes.
Anything else that you liked about this movie?
Overall, I enjoyed everything about it.
Was there anything that you did not like about the movie Immaculate?
There was one specific scene where she faked her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Or faked her pregnancy being endangered and having to spread blood all over her.
Mm-hmm.
Why it was didn't not you like her it? Blood.
Why didn't you like it?
The Mother Superior was trying to pray that the baby would be okay, and started rubbing the blood all over her face in the bedsheets.
You said faked. What kind of blood was it? Whose blood was it then?
She had killed one of the chickens from their farm, leaving the evidence underneath her bed. Terrible idea.
She screwed herself then.
Yes.
Should have thrown the chicken out the window, like I always like to say.
Yeah.
Anything else that you didn't like about this movie?
Overall, I liked it.
That's it?
That was the only thing that threw me off.
All right. What about, did you fall asleep watching this film?
I did not.
You did not fall asleep watching this one.
If anything, it kept me awake. Kept me on my toes.
It kept you on your toes. I don't remember you being on your toes, but hey, what do I know? You're the expert. Was this film entertaining in your opinion?
In my opinion, I liked the storyline. It was very entertaining. They had some ups and downs.
Uh-huh. Go on.
It had the right amount of happiness and sadness.
Okay.
That a horror movie should have.
Oh, yes? Entertaining?
Yes.
All right. Raya, a very important question for you now. Do you endorse the movie Immaculate?
I am Raya, and I endorse this movie.
Wow. Okay, the most important question of the night. What is your rating?
I rate this movie a 9.9 out of 10.
A 9.9 out of 10 for Immaculate. Why only a 9.9?
That one scene with the Mother Superior rubbing the blood all over her face was not it.
That was enough to bring it down 0.1.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you would have given this movie a 10.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's your rating. Let's do it again, and not with my answers. Now you ask me.
Rick.
Yes, that's me.
Was the movie scary?
I already answered that earlier, and I already told you that no, this movie was not scary. I watched way too many horror films. Way too many horror films. Rarely is there anything that anybody can churn out that'll be scary to me. So this is a 1 out of 10. Most of the time I give movies 2. But because this wasn't really... Well, the beginning of the movie was supernatural. Had it kept going with the supernatural theme and maybe we saw a demon out of the corner of my eye or something, maybe I would have given it a little higher. But considering that was just the... Oh, we didn't talk about this, but when the girl was inside the crypt, that's sort of a... When that first girl is trying to escape at the beginning of the movie and she's stuck in the tomb and she's lighting herself, that gives me a sense of dread.
Yeah.
Because I can think of myself being stuck in the same situation. Yeah. I thought maybe something creepy was going to come out or attack her. Like one of the, you know how she was in the darkness and she kept turning on the lighters and there was a scene where it was really dark for a second or two and they're building up this tension. I thought maybe at that point she would have seen like a demon or something, a jump scare, but no. Other than that, there wasn't much in there that I thought was like, oh my God, this is going to be scary. So a 1 out of 10 on the scary scales.
Okay. Do you feel as if the jump scares were overused?
The jump scare is an interesting device that very rarely gets me. People who listen to the show, all 7 of the people that listen to the show, know that I very rarely get the jump scare. I don't actually remember. You said there were 3 or 4. I don't remember there being many jump scares. So no, I don't think it was overused. I think when it gets to the point like a movie like Insidious or something like that, those movies like rely on the jump scare too much. But no, I didn't feel like this one. Nope.
What did you like about the movie?
The things I liked about this movie. I liked the fact that there was science in this movie. So the guy who winds up being the antagonist, the father, what was his last name? What was his name? Do you remember? Oh man, he winds up being a geneticist. And the plot of the movie is that this guy wants to create a copy of Jesus. Is that what he was doing?
Yes.
Yes. And he winds up trying to create copies of Jesus and he keeps using women and therefore the name of the movie Immaculate, right? Because he keeps artificially inseminating these women to have children, but they all turn out to be, I guess, failed experiment. So I like the creepy signs. I like the music. The music was good. I also like the setting of the convent. Convents are always creepy. Statues of Jesus, statues of any saint, they're always very creepy looking. I like that. Overall, I like the setting. I like the fact that it was in Italy. I liked a lot of the movie was in Italian too, so that was fun. And yes, those are the things I liked.
Do you have any last words on what you liked about it?
That's it.
Okay. What do you dislike about it?
I gotta be honest with you. I also didn't like the scene where the lady smelled the blood. I thought that was disgusting. I didn't understand why she... I thought maybe she was gonna look at the blood and like... I don't know, do like a Jesus thing where she prays God or something like that. But smelling it was... I was kind of disgusted, to be honest. It was a nasty scene. Other than that, I gotta say, I also was disappointed a little bit about the fact that it wasn't a supernatural horror film because I like that stuff, but I think overall I liked mostly everything.
Did you fall asleep watching it?
I did not fall asleep watching this film, even though I very much could have, because the seats at the theme movie theater when I was watching were very, very comfortable.
Was it entertaining?
Without a shadow of a doubt, this movie was very, very entertaining from start to finish.
Do you endorse it?
I usually use this mic. Give me that. Okay. Hi, my name is Rick, and I absolutely endorse this movie. Go watch it.
Now, Rick.
Yes, that's me.
What do you rate this movie on a scale of 1 to 10 scaries?
I will be giving this movie a perfect. I see, the thing is that I'm biased for Catholic Church horror movies. So from the very beginning, they start at 10s. So unless they do something drastically terrible, like even the blood sniffing thing was not enough for me to not give it a perfect 10. So 10 out of 10 for Immaculate. Yes. That's my rating. Are we done?
Are we done?
Wow, that was phenomenal. Did you have fun? I did. Okay, good. That's going to be it. Any final words?
Thank you for having me on the show tonight.
Thank you for being here. And that's going to be it for tonight on yet another exciting episode of Rick's... Oh, fuck. I forgot to say the F word. Horror Movie Review Show, rated PG-13 Movie Review Show, where we review all things related to horror. Horror movies, horror TV shows, horror documentaries, horror breakdown specials, everything and anything that has to do with the Catholic Church. At this point, I start making funny things with my hands until the music is over. So if you want to join in at any point, join in. Thank you for joining us, all 7 of you listening. Hopefully 8 soon. We'll catch you again next time. And I'm just going to read these notes. And I will just pretend like we're talking about the notes.